Today we celebrate the feast, Mary, Mediatrix of All Graces. This was a feast that was originally introduced by Pope Benedict XV in the year 1921 and had been celebrated on May 31st up until 1956, when I believe it was Pope Pius XII who then established May 31st as the feast of the Queenship of Our Lady. So after 1956, the feast of Our Lady Mediatrix of All Graces was then celebrated on various dates according to different dioceses. So for us that follow the seraphic calendar, we celebrate it today, May 8th. And so first of all, what is the meaning of Our Lady Mediatrix of All Graces? That is, all graces come to us through Mary, God being the source of all grace, and Mary, by the will of God, established as the channel of all graces. And this is it with respect to both acquiring the graces of salvation and also distributing those graces once acquired. And we see both of these aspects, that is, the acquiring of the graces and also the distributing of these graces, mentioned in the Second Vatican Council. In Lumen Gentium, paragraphs 61 and 62, it says, with reference to acquiring the graces, "In suffering with him as he died on the cross, she cooperated in the work of the Savior in an altogether singular way, by obedience, faith, hope, and burning love, to restore supernatural life to souls. As a result, she is our mother in the order of grace." And so Our Lady is our mother in the order of grace. She's the mother of the mystical body, the Church, in the order of grace. She gave birth to the head of the mystical body in joy and without any pain at Bethlehem. And she gave birth to all of the members of the mystical body, each and every one of us, in sorrow and in pain at the foot of the cross on Calvary. So Lumen Gentium goes on to talk then about Our Lady's role in distributing these graces. "This motherhood of Mary in the economy of grace lasts without interruption, for after being assumed into heaven, she has not put aside this saving function, but by her manifold intercession, she continues to win the gifts of eternal salvation for us. By her motherly love, she takes care of the brothers of her Son, who are still in pilgrimage and in dangers and difficulties, until they be led through to the happy fatherland. For this reason, the Blessed Virgin is invoked in the Church under the titles of Advocate, Auxiliatrix, Adjutrix, and Mediatrix." And so just as Christ is the one mediator between God and men, the one mediator with the Father, so Our Lady is the one mediatrix with her Son. As Christ chose to come to us through Mary, so we must also go to Christ through Mary. The paragraph that I just read from Lumen Gentium has in a footnote a citation of Pope Leo XIII, who in his turn is citing St. Bernardine of Siena, who says, "Every grace that is communicated to this world has a threefold course, for by excellent order it is dispensed from God to Christ, from Christ to the Virgin, and from the Virgin to us." So from God to Christ, Christ to the Virgin, from the Virgin to us. And this is basically the same thing we read in the collect of today's Mass, where it says, O Lord Jesus Christ, our mediator with the Father, who hast appointed the most blessed Virgin, thy mother, to be also our mother and our mediatrix with thee, grant that whosoever shall approach thee for some favor may rejoice at obtaining all things through her. And so this is what we rejoice in today, the fact that we can and do obtain all things through our Blessed Mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.